Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City Council passes hate crimes ordinance on third and final reading. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Tensions were high during Tuesday night's Gillette City Council meeting over the third reading of the controversial malicious harms ordinance dubbed the hate crimes ordinance. The split council ultimately passed the ordinance with a 4-3 vote. Prior to council discussion, Mayor Shay Lundvall opened public comment prior to the vote. The public once again turned out in large numbers to share their opinion in the hopes of swaying the council in one direction or the other. There were 29 public comments made, with the majority, 22, against the ordinance. In spite of the large number of residents who spoke against the ordinance, members of the council felt it was closer to a 50-50 split among opponents and supporters. Several of the council members said that they had many in-person discussions with people and hundreds of emails about the hot topic. A tense discussion between a couple of the council members over the ordinance shined light on how split the council was on the issue. Councilwoman Heidi Gross said that she was voting because her conscience drove her to and felt that voting no was, quote, the easy way out. This sparked a response from Councilwoman Trish Simonson, who stressed the decision was anything but easy for her, which was echoed by both Mayor Lundvall and Councilman Tim Karsrud. As expected, Councilman Jim West offered amendments to the ordinance, which also passed. The biggest change with the amendments being the addition of age to the list of protected classes included in the ordinance. Though the amendments did pass, a motion to table the vote for a month that was offered by Councilman Karsrud was voted down. With the passage of the ordinance on third and final reading, it will go into effect next week. The City of Gillette offers a reminder to residents about yard waste bins. On the city's Facebook page, they reminded residents that yard waste bins are for yard waste only. The post said that crews have been finding a significant amount of trash placed in the curbside yard waste containers, including a complete vehicle transmission this week. They reminded residents that the brown bins are only for yard waste, such as grass clippings, leaves, and small branches. They also informed residents that street sweeping has begun. Sweeping crews are currently working on main roadways throughout the city. At this time, they expect to be moving into subdivisions by the middle of the month. The city will provide a notice to each subdivision a few days prior by way of physical signage, posting on their city website and social media so that residents have time to move their vehicles and trailers off the streets. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.